Hachette Audio presents Sisterhood of Sleuths. Written by Jennifer Chambliss Burtman. Read by Mariah Martell. One. An unexpected delivery. Hanging out with Izzy lately has been like putting on a favorite sweatshirt that doesn't feel quite right. Like maybe it shrank in the dryer or a seam has begun to unravel. So when Izzy calls to see if Mom and I need extra help at the shop this morning, I'm too surprised to wonder why. "You want to help?" I repeat. Izzy hates spending time at Alter Ego. It's a vintage store, and she's convinced some things are haunted just because they came from deceased owners. Like the floral-painted handheld mirror that's been in the shop for over a year. She refuses to go near it because she says our spirits will get trapped inside if we look at our reflection. Izzy is dramatic that way. It's one of the things I love about her, and one of the things that kind of bugs me, too. "I know it's the busy season," Izzy says. Which is true. In addition to vintage odds and ends, Alter Ego rents costumes. But not the cheap kind you can buy in a bag from a party store. These are true period pieces, cast-offs from old stage productions, and really nice homemade outfits. September and October are always busy months for Mom, with people renting costumes for Halloween and homecoming events. "We can go to Scoops when we're done," Izzy suggests. This makes me pause. Ice cream on a Saturday morning in the middle of September isn't the sort of thing she would normally want to do. But Scoops is where my brother works, at least for a few more days until he goes to college, and Izzy and I did go there sometimes over the summer. If there wasn't anyone else in the shop, Max gave us free ice cream and we had the arcade games in the back all to ourselves. I really want to believe this is Izzy, the old Izzy, eager to hang out and be our normal selves together. "Sure," I say. "And we can make plans for Shellfish Homes. We need to figure out the rest of the plot." "What's to figure out?" Before I can answer, Izzy reverses course, her voice turning a corner from annoyed to fake calm. "Sure, Maisie. We can talk about your movie." "Our movie," I say.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?